Let's see with the papers. She has been digging into reports on Russia's ongoing disinformation efforts, Alyssa.
That's right, Stuart. I have here tech magazine Wired that says that the Kremlin is using free AI tools to fuel pro-Russian narratives in many countries abroad, but most notably in Ukraine. And what that disinformation consists of is, of course, pictures and videos, but not only. There are also QR codes and fake media pages. And what's new this time is the intensity and the sophistication of the fakes. And the paper cites a report that says that between September 2024 and May 2025, the amount of that kind of content has increased dramatically and is being viewed by millions of people around the world. But the Kremlin's disinformation campaign is not only international, but it's also happening domestically. Russian independent paper, the Moscow Times, here reports that the Kremlin has launched an online bot campaign inside Russia to justify the country's biggest utility rate hikes in years. And more than 10,000 bot comments were analyzed, and many of them were defending the hikes, framing them as beneficial or simply a routine for the country, claiming that wages have also been increased.
Let's move to the US for this next one. President Donald Trump reigniting fears of a global trade war. This time he's pushing Japan, as Charles was telling us, to agree to a trade deal by July the 9th.
That's right. Financial Times here reports that Trump threatened to raise tariffs on Japan yet again. And as we heard, this time it's by 30 to 35%. And Japan today here is focusing on Trump's complaints about Japan not importing enough American rice. And the paper says that Trump singled out Japan in a way he rarely does online.
Come on, Alyssa, it can't just be about rice, come it. How are the papers analysing this?
That's right. Well, the Wall Street Journal here is actually explaining the situation by looking at the car industry, citing people familiar with the matter. It writes that Americans might demand a cap on the number of vehicles exported by Japan into the US, but Japanese officials are standing their ground and they are refusing any deal that preserves Trump's 25% auto tariff. And the paper then says that the Trump, yes, he used the rice argument on his platform Truth Social, despite Japan's imports worth hundreds of thousands of tons of US rice annually. And finally, there's the Japan Times here that asks the question, is the shine coming off the US-Japan golden age? The paper says that only in January, Donald Trump described the relationship between the two countries as a friendship like few others. And less than half a year later, we see that the golden age is crumbling due to the stalling trade talks and a division over what's happening in the Middle East, the paper says.
Let's stay in Japan for a moment. The rigid hierarchies of Japanese companies are pushing people to find innovative ways out.
Yeah, that's right. The Washington Post here reports that if you're trying to avoid your boss but want to quit your job, you can hire a proxy quitter company to do the job for you. And many Japanese are doing this because they don't want to face their boss and have the awkward conversation. And the paper says that people use this service because many of them have been harassed at work, for instance, or they weren't allowed to express their concerns freely due to Japan's strict work culture, Stuart.
Interesting idea. Finally, let's change the topic. We've been talking about the scorching heat wave. It's igniting a very divisive debate here in France, isn't it?
That's right. And the debate is all about the AC. On the one hand, there are the pro-AC columns, including this one in a French right-wing paper Le Figaro. It notes that, yes, more and more French people are thinking of investing in an air conditioner, and not without what it calls a certain amount of guilt. Le Figaro asks, however, is this guilt really justified? According to Libération, yes, it is. The French left-wing paper says that we should search for alternatives to cool down our homes. And the paper quotes experts who say that adopting the energy-consuming AC is a sign of bad adaptation to climate change. And last but not least, the debate is also happening in the workplace.
Yes, definitely.
As it is here in France 24, there is a division between the pro-AC staff and those who just want to keep the windows open. And French financial daily Les Echos writes that different people have different body temperatures depending on sex and their health conditions, for instance. That's why we can have so many different opinions. So adjusting the air conditioning can indeed create high tension, Stuart. Yeah. I don't know which team you're on.
Well, the trouble is a lot of people are flocking to work because it's so much cooler here than it is at home.
It is.
Very difficult. I think in this building made of glass,